In their version of the budget, Senate Republicans significantly increased the money set aside for opportunity scholarships. The scholarships, or vouchers, are given to low-income parents so that they can pay to send their children to private rather than public schools. But as Jess Clark reports, advocates and critics are divided on whether there's demand for such an expansion.
Terry Stroud has attended no less than 3 Durham middle schools.
And the reason I was switching up schools so much is because I wasn't doing that well, because I was being bullied a lot. So it just kind of got me off focus. And because of that, my grades started slipping.
Her workload, I thought, was fairly easy, but she struggled with it. And I just, you know, knowing her background and how smart she was, she shouldn't have struggled.
That's Terry's mom, Keela Stroud. She's a teacher at Faith Assembly Christian Academy, a K-12 private school run through her church. Keela wanted to send her daughter there, but she couldn't afford to until she found out about the Opportunity Scholarship Program. The Strouds qualified for the voucher, and Terry started her 8th grade year at Faith Assembly.
And my grades, like, skyrocketed. So from when I was at D's and F's, I was excelling at A's and B's.
Terry says the smaller, calmer classes help her focus and get the attention she needs from teachers. Her mother says the school's focus on faith also allows Terry to be herself.
If she felt like she needed to, you know, stop what she was doing at any moment and say a prayer, you know, to give her, to help her with her faith and whatever it was that she needed at the moment, I felt comfortable that she could do that at Faith Assembly, whereas in public school, even in a charter school, you know, you're not really free to worship the way that you want to.
State senators think there are a lot of families like the Strouds. Last year, about 3,500 students got vouchers. This year's Senate budget increases voucher funding enough to accommodate 34,000 students by 2028. I asked Republican Senator Chad Barefoot if he thinks there's enough demand for a voucher program of that size.
Yes, I do think there is demand. What you've seen in other states that have moved forward with choice programs is that you do reach a point where it levels off, but we are not there yet.
Keith Poston of the North Carolina Public School Forum says he's not so sure.
You know, this year, almost a third of the program's budget is unspent.
In the 2015-2016 school year, more than 1,000 slots went unfilled. The previous year, voucher applicants claimed less than half of the dollars available. Daryl Allison says there's a good reason for that.
You cannot talk about the application process without talking about the nearly 15-month legal cloud that we had.
Allison is president of Parents for Educational Freedom in North Carolina, a pro-voucher group. He says funds went unspent while the program was being challenged in state court. For several months, the program could not legally release funds to families.
So since the elimination of the legal suit, what you see is response, both in terms of our families and schools, that, all right, because we talked to families, they said, okay, it's here. And so you've seen a real significant uptick where we're about to eclipse what we did all of last year in just 4 to 5 months.
Allison points to the more than 5,000 eligible new students who have applied for vouchers. He notes that if all those students accept and all the current students return, there will be families on the waiting list for next year. Poston remains skeptical. He notes school choice groups like the one Allison leads have been blanketing low-income communities with ads.
A free private school education for your kid, you know, go to this website and find out all about it. And, you know, frankly, it's a little bit misleading, because I think that I think most people understand that there are differences between what maybe in their mind's eye is a high-quality private school education versus what some of these schools that are being where money is being funneled to today that really aren't at the same level.
Poston says the $4,200 voucher isn't enough to pay for tuition at most of the state's top private schools. Some less expensive schools may be providing a quality education, Poston says. But because neither their curriculums nor their test scores are public information, we really have no idea. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.